Welcome to the Abide Daily Podcast from Ecclesia the Church in Salt Lake City, a time led by our pastors and others in our church to abide in God through prayer, reflection, and the reading of His Word together.
Hey, this is Greg. Thanks for joining us today. As we begin our prayer and reading today, let's start off by taking a moment to pause, be still, and be aware of God's presence. Now let's take a moment to share with the Lord where we're at, what we're thinking and feeling, as well as to thank Him for all that He's done, all that He's doing, and all that He will do. Prayer for guidance. Heavenly Father, in You we live and move and have our being. We humbly pray You so to guide and govern us by Your Holy Spirit, that in all the cares and occupations of our life, we may not forget You, but may remember that we are ever walking in Your sight through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, as I read Your words in Scripture this day, I ask, Holy Spirit, that You would lead me, give me understanding, lead me into the way of Your truth. Lord, I ask that You would draw near, meet with me, lead me into Your kingdom this day. Psalm 54. O God, save me by Your name and vindicate me by Your might. O God, hear my prayer, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen against me, ruthless men seek my life. They do not set God before themselves, Selah. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is the upholder of my life. He will return the evil to my enemies, and Your faithfulness put an end to them. With a freewill offering I will sacrifice to You. I will give thanks to Your name, O Lord, for it is good. For He has delivered me from every trouble, and my eye has looked in triumph on my enemies. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As I reflect on this scripture, I'm struck by verse 6 and David making this free will offering. A free will offering is an offering made in the Old Testament law that's completely voluntary and one that could have been given any time. It was an offering typically of an animal or some grain or even a drink, poured out upon the altar of God. This free will offering could have also been construction supplies, jewelry, precious metals, wood, or even oil. But it was an offering given freely by the people to God. This offering is totally different than most of the other offerings mentioned in the Old Testament, particularly those offerings made for sin or guilt, or even those made for peace. The important thing for us, though, in reflecting on this psalm, is that David, in the midst of experiencing God's presence, and God's closeness as he's heard David's prayers, and God's deliverance and salvation from David's enemies that were attacking him, David gives praise and thanksgiving to God by making a sacrifice of this, quote, free will offering. What I'm personally reflecting on in this is that this free will offering that David made came from a place of joy and gratitude for God's provision, for God's protection, and God's deliverance. David, in such deep gratitude, chooses to make a sacrifice of some of his stuff, what he possesses, and give it to God to express his worship and his awe and thankfulness to the Lord. This is one of the things that I really think is important for us to understand and see, that sacrifice and worship of the Lord for David wasn't just this feeling or internal intention or desire, but an actual action, an actual giving of something that he had to God in worship. Now, today we don't do these offerings and sacrifices as they were laid out in the Old Testament. Not because they aren't valuable or helpful, and not because they weren't important. Actually, quite the opposite. We don't tangibly do them because they've actually been all fulfilled. And everything that could have ever been given has already been given. Jesus is the complete and utter fulfillment of all the sacrifices in the Old Testament. The Father's offering of the Son and Jesus' offering of himself, literally his very life to the Father for us, is the completion of all the sacrifices that could have and have ever been given. But catch this, they cost God something to give those sacrifices for us. It wasn't just an intention or desire on God's part to be reconciled with us, or an idea to have relationship and bring about deliverance for us. It took the actual giving of something to make this sacrifice complete. It took the giving of Jesus, God's only Son. If all the sacrifices and offerings have been made and fulfilled in Jesus, then what are we to do in actually giving tangible things to God? How do we, like David, express our awe, gratitude, and thankfulness and worship to God tangibly? In 2 Corinthians, Paul encourages the church to give of their resources for the benefit of others in the gospel. He says in chapter 9, verse 7, "Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." This offering isn't under compulsion. This is a free will offering. And this free will offering that David made wasn't required, and it's not required of us, because Christ has already fulfilled all of the offerings. But we today can still participate in the worship of God by giving of our actual resources to God as an offering to him with cheerfulness. So here's the reflection question for today. How can I cheerfully give worship to God, not just with my words or desires, but with my actual stuff and resources? How can I cheerfully give worship to God, not just with my words or desires, but with my actual stuff and resources? Lord, thank you that you have completely given to us everything that we need. Lord, you not only made the perfect sacrifice of your very life on the cross and your death and burial, but you have continued to supply us with everything that we need for our life, with bread, with the breath that we have, with clothes on our back. Lord, you continue to supply over and over and over again the tangible needs that we have. And so, Lord, we acknowledge that everything that we have, you have given to us. Everything that we possess, you have granted to us. And so, Lord, I pray for us that we would see you as a cheerful giver. We would see you as the God who rejoices to give abundantly to his children. And I pray that we would take the posture of David here and respond in awe and worship and in rejoicing in who you are and give to you our tangible possessions as an expression of our worship and love and awe of you. So Lord, thank you that you are a cheerful giver. Thank you that you do not require of us anything but to receive. And Lord, thank you that you give us the opportunity to be like you and give cheerfully, so that through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom would come.